Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 201, Try Not, by Negar Fanouni of negarfanouni.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's going on, Life Optimizers? Welcome to Optimal Living Daily. I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who went to work dressed as a pirate for absolutely no reason at all. Seriously, I did that. The president of the company actually saw me and didn't ask why I was dressed like that. All he said was, "Yarr." I got plenty of emails from people across the office asking, "Why are you dressed like that?" And I simply said, "No reason, just felt like it." Anyway, it's another Wellness Wednesday episode of Optimal Living Daily, and I have a brand new author to join the show, and that is Negar Fanouni. You can check this episode's description to get the spelling right if you have any trouble. And since this is the first episode featuring her content, I'll give you some of her background. She defines herself as a lifestyle and fitness coach, a writer, entrepreneur, veteran, mom, wife, and woman on a mission. She's worked as a personal trainer and fitness coach for over 15 years, served as an Arabic linguist in the United States Air Force, has been writing since she was 8 years old, and birthed a witty and hilarious baby boy 10 years ago. Her focus is to help empower women through strength and bring wild and warm energy wherever she goes. And I know that you might not be a woman listening to this show, so I usually find posts that are more gender neutral, so we're not isolating half of the audience. But even the ones that are geared towards women, I find are beneficial for me even. So no matter your gender, I'd encourage you to check out her site and her wholehearted coaching program. It's definitely worth checking out. And she also has an upcoming wildfire yoga program. So again, all of that is at her site, negarfanouni.com, which is linked in the episode description and on my site. And with that, let's start optimizing your life. Try Not by Negar Fanouni of negarfanouni.com. I have a confession. I am a bit of a closet sci-fi geek. Okay, not a closet geek, pretty much an openly unabashed Star Wars geek, and Master Yoda is among my favorite characters. He was simple, yet profound in his counsel, consistently making his point with minimal dialogue and maximal impact. I often find myself wishing I had my own personal Yoda to guide me through life's muddy waters, and then I realize that my nerd is showing. Oops. If we could, however, learn to embody this sentiment, I truly believe we would take significantly greater steps toward the ultimate version of ourselves. There are a great many life lessons we can extract from the miracle that is the Star Wars saga, but for today I will focus on the notion of try, given this is the idea that has been weighing on my heart as of late. In this particular instance, Yoda was preparing Luke to take on the Empire, teaching him to imbibe the Force and master the ways of the Jedi. Let's face it though, Luke was kind of a pansy, and by kind of, I mean he was legit the most annoyingly exasperating character in the series. Well, maybe second to C-3PO. In fact, Luke lacked so much patience and discipline that Yoda initially told Obi-Wan he could not be trained. Alas, Luke found himself engaged in Jedi training within Yoda's slimy mud hole, my home that is, repeatedly failing to levitate his X-Wing. True to form, he whined, lamenting that he was trying, but he just couldn't do it. In order to set his pansy ass straight, Yoda dropped what was arguably his most potent knowledge bomb. Try not. Do or do not. There is no try. But either way, shut your mouth and quit whining, boy. The fate of the galaxy is at stake. Sheesh. So long story short, pansy or not, Luke prevailed and went forth to help restore peace to the galaxy. He certainly reverted every now and again to his sniveling nature along his path towards full Jedi status. He stumbled, made epic mistakes, and annoyed the crap out of me on the regular. But eventually, he did come into his own. Ultimately, Luke was able to embody the way of the Jedi. Vader was given his opportunity to redeem himself by killing the Emperor, and the galaxy was declared impervious to the dark side, for now. I will do my best to not go on a Star Wars rant and instead fulfill my original purpose, which was to relate the concept of try not to training and nutrition-related endeavors. It'll be hard to do. The nerd inside me is fighting. But I'll certainly try, insert maniacal laugh. Within the context of iron, there's no such thing as trying. In the weight room, the moment you try instead of do, you are indicating and accepting that there's an opportunity for failure, a chance that you simply will not succeed. You let that nasty little voice in your head, you know, the one that says you're going to miss this lift, grow louder and more pronounced. You cultivate defeat. Within the context of sustenance, there is, again, no such thing as trying. You either eat in a way that supports your goals, or you don't. You simply do not try to eat better. You do, or you don't. And when you don't, that's okay too. Heck, we've all seen the bottom of a pint of Ben and Jerry's before. So, what if you strategically adjust your inner dialogue? What if you implore determination instead of hesitation? Change your paradigm from try to do. You will make a choice. You will show up to training sessions on time and in the right frame of mind. You will press that kettlebell. You will learn to use your damn lats. You will sprint as fast as you can. You will engage your glutes. You will get your eating habits under control. Or else you won't. But either way, there is no in-between. Will is the power to control one's actions, impulses, or emotions, regardless of the environment or the task at hand. Will is self-discipline, certitude, confidence. If you approach the bar, the one with the weights, not the one with the bottles, with said certitude and confidence, you will move the weight. You absolutely will succeed, provided you're adhering to intelligent training progressions, of course. On the contrary, approaching the bar with uncertainty or indecisiveness significantly reduces the chances of completing the lift. Anyone who has ever missed a lift can tell you that somewhere in the back of their mind, there was that nasty little voice telling them they might not succeed. F this voice. This is the trying voice. There's no room for this voice in the pursuit of success. Success requires legitimate backbone. Successful people are tenacious, persistent, self-disciplined. Successful people don't try, they do. And when they fail, they do again, and again, and again. Changing your paradigm from one of trying to one of doing isn't easy to accomplish, but then again, easily obtained things aren't usually worth much. Ever notice how much you don't enjoy the free songs on iTunes? Yeah, it's because they suck. You gotta pay for the good stuff. When presented with a challenge, either take it or don't. Lift or don't lift. Sprint or stop. Succeed or fail. Go hard or go home, right? Luke Skywalker was a straight-up sissy until he stopped whining about trying and started morphing himself into a moderate badass. Do you want to be sissy farm boy Luke from Tatooine or hardcore Jedi Luke who brought balance to the Force? You just listened to the post titled Try Not by Negar Fununi of negarfununi.com. And fun fact, I guess Tatooine can also be pronounced Tatooine if you're not from the human race. But I wouldn't know, I've never seen Star Wars. Don't get mad at me. I haven't seen Star Trek either. Anyway, that was our very first post from Negar Fununi. Check out her site, negarfununi.com, to check out her coaching and yoga programs. And while you're out there on the web, it'd be awesome if you could help support this show by visiting my site, oldpodcast.com. A very simple and free thing you can do to show your support is to enter your email address there. And not only do you get some free Excel spreadsheets to help you optimize your life, but you'll be entered to win a book in just 2 days. You have to be signed up by then to be in the drawing. So once again, come by oldpodcast.com, or a very fast way to join is to text the word optimal to the number 44222. And that's 201 episodes down. I hope you're having a great week, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.